Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, continuing my series, Life is Not Happening to You, It's Happening Through You. All right, my friends, this one is, you've heard it, but I'm going to say it to you now. And stay focused on your target, your goal, your desire until it manifests into form. Stay focused. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why people start off really hot and excited, and then their energy wanes. And I can tell you the life cycle of my manifestations. I'm great in the beginning, then in the middle, I kind of and things get a little funky, and then I come in real strong at the end. I'm finding as I get older, I'm in my 40s now, that coming in hot at the end, after dipping down, doesn't work as well. And so I've found what helps the best is to just stay focused on the goal. And that is why you might want to just focus on one big goal at a time, whatever a big goal is to you, or one specific goal. It doesn't mean you're not doing other things to support your well-being in the process, but focus on the one thing. So until you hit your mark, and you don't stop until you do, that's the key. That's the message Spirit's been giving me a lot as I've been reflecting on 41 years of manifesting. Everything I stick with manifests. When I start to believe, like I maybe put a lot of energy in and I didn't get the result I wanted, and I start to think like, oh, it's not meant for me, which is just some garbage that was passed down from generation to generation in my family, and I think in the Black church even, that things must not be God's will. No, if the desire's on your heart, keep showing up for it, right? Don't compare yourself to other people. Usually I'm comparing myself to other people. They did it and I didn't. Yeah, no, don't quit. Stay focused on the goal till it manifests. And I look back on some of the things that I maybe did in my younger years, and I was like, man, if I had just stuck with that, like even two more years, it would have full on manifested, right? And 2 years, as we all know, we've just lived through a 2-year pandemic, comes and goes pretty quickly, right? And so just stay in it. God is always in control of the how and the when. You can set some time frames around it based on how you're feeling. If you're feeling really strongly about something, that probably means it's time for it to manifest and manifest now. Work on it. Stay in it. Keep at it. Go, go, go. Stay focused until it manifests. And that is why my services exist, is to help people stay focused through their whole manifestation, whatever it is. You get to show up and have a conversation about it, depending on what service you choose. So you stay in it. You stay grounded. You stay pointed in the right direction. And in between sessions, do your work, you know, like you're responsible for your manifestations, whatever it is. Nobody's going to knock on your door and say, are you working on that manifestation that could change your life and make it so much better? No one's going to do that. You have to hold yourself accountable. And if you're scared to, or if you're feeling insecure about holding yourself accountable, check that. Be like, self, why am I beating myself up for holding myself accountable? Or why am I feeling like so terrible about this? Like, just talk to yourself about it. Get clear about it. Journal on it. Write about it. Talk to a therapist about it. Talk to a coach about it. Talk to a friend who's also a manifester who you really trust, and you know that they are pretty high vibe. I wouldn't just talk to anybody, because most humans don't know how to focus, or refuse to focus, or too afraid to focus. But it's fine to focus. If there's something you want, go for it with all your heart and soul. Because one thing, the one piece of wisdom I could share with the world is that every time I look back over all these years of manifesting, I can see very specific goals where I'm just like, fuck, I got in my head. I was working that. I was so close and I gave up. There's a card in my deck. Stay optimistic. Don't quit right before the miracle. And it's that I see a lot in human beings, is quitting right before the miracle or going off the rails or not losing some of their dedication, say they're on, you're on a diet or on a program and you're getting closer and closer to your goal weight and maybe it started to slow down. And instead of just being kind to yourself and saying, hey, it's okay, it's slowing down, it's still working, it's still working, it's still working, it's still working, you quit, right? And so don't quit. Don't quit right before the miracle, because in the process of not quitting, like say it's a weight loss goal, in the process of not quitting and staying with it, you change your mind so you don't have to worry about putting the weight back on. You change your mind so it becomes a lifestyle. It's not just you're on this diet for a period of time. You change your being so that you can always come back to this new energetic state and rely on it to be consistent. Transformation becomes permanent when you stick with the goal. So I actually think like things not like right before something manifests and it starts to seem like it's not going to happen. I actually think now that's a gift from God. And I hope you will see it as a gift from God, because it's your opportunity to train yourself that you can do this again and again and again, that this thing is in fact totally 100% meant to be yours and you will maintain it and keep it and hold on to it because you've done all the work. You've changed your way of being by staying in it, continuing to work it, still believing, holding the faith. You've changed something fundamentally within yourself so you can never go back to, say if it's a money goal, you don't ever go back to your old money goal. You set a new standard. So stay focused until you hit your mark. Stay focused until you hit your mark and put all the right support in your life to help you do that. Whatever you need to do. I have checklists. I have to-do lists. I have that I type up every month of things I have to hit every day. I have various ways of tracking my progress. I do all of these things, so I stay in it. So yeah, I'm not in charge of how and when things happen. So maybe it was a time where I thought like, oh, for sure, that thing should have paid off, and it didn't pay off in the way that I thought. I now know, as I've told you before, I can say, oh, well, that's working in the background of my life. I have all these ways to see where I have been progressing, and let's just keep going. You'll get there if you stay on it. Stay focused until you hit your mark. All right, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you're looking for a coach, I'd love to support you. Let's do something really amazing. Yeah, let's do something really amazing. I want to help you do that, whatever it is. Become a millionaire. Attract that most amazing partner, right? That partner where you're like, oh, I don't even need to complain. And it just works. And it's so great. And it's so good. And everything I ever wanted out of a relationship, it is so mine. I'm so happy in this relationship. I want to help you do that. Let's go for what we really, really, really want. Let me help you. Check out my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. While you're there, sign up for my newsletter and I'll send you 2 free intuitive messages a week. So you can use that on your spiritual journey. So stay focused. Don't quit. You will hit your mark. Stay focused. You will hit your mark. Until next time, take care of yourself.